Johan van der Walt, CEO of We Buy Cars. A great set of results from you for the full year to the end of September. Found been nothing short of a whirlwind since your listing mid-April. Perhaps you can take us through the latter part of the year and what it's meant for you.
Bronwyn, thanks for having me. It certainly has been a whirlwind this year with us listing, unbundling and all of that. That being in a difficult trading environment for the motor industry, where we saw new vehicle sales in a slump, interest rates, you know, sticking for most part of the year. So consumer confidence was certainly not there. But throughout this all, We Buy Cars managed to put out good results and that we are very proud of. It's a collective effort. We have a fantastic team. So yeah, it's a good growth story. We also opened one new supermarket throughout the year. And as we announced today, quite a few also in the pipeline.
Well, let's talk a bit about the few in the pipeline, because it does look as though you are expanding your supermarket, so to say, across different regions. Your funding coming largely from existing debt and cash. Perhaps just talk to me about how you are going to roll out and whether you will need additional capital given the aggressive rollout, if I can put it that way.
Well, it's business as usual for us. You know, we've always grown and we've always took on responsible debt to fund the growth. So it will remain in more or less the same ratios. In fact, as we put out in our results, we actually had lower debt levels right now than where we were a year ago. So we're very fortunate that we are a highly cash generative business, which funds the growth to a great extent. So nothing will change in this regard. You know, I really like the fact that we can keep as much funds as possible within the business and use that to grow, because that's what shareholders want and that's what I want. You know, we still got a long way to go to grow market share. Our aim and our ambition is to where we're currently sitting at approximately a 10% market share of the used vehicles traded in South Africa. We certainly can grow that to beyond 25,000 units per month let's say within the next 5 years at least. So
you mentioned at the outset of our conversation the tough consumer environment. We're still beleaguered by high interest rates, although it does appear that the down cycle is going to gain traction from here. But the consumer isn't going to feel any respite in the short term. Are you still confident of navigating what will continue to be a tough environment as we go through the next 6 month period?
Yeah, it certainly will remain a tough environment. There are some positive signs out there. We track for instance, the number of visits to our website closely, the number of online applications, finance applications, etc. So we can definitely sense a movement happening there. What positions us well, you know, for difficult periods is the fact that we do not only trade in a small segment of the market. You know, most players prefer dealing in 1 to 5 year old vehicles. And it's always been like that. We serve the whole car park, meaning there's 11 million cars in South Africa on the roads, and the average age of that vehicle is just over 9 years. So regardless of the age of a vehicle, We Buy Cars has the ability to determine a fair value on each and every vehicle and offer that service to the seller. So whilst in the newer space and the more expensive space, yes, there are constraints, you know, that forms only a small portion of what we do. So we have proven ourselves to be resilient, you know, even in tough economical times.
Let's talk a bit about the defensive consumer that is buying your vehicles as opposed to new vehicles. The outlook for new vehicles continues to be pressurized, especially from the dealerships. Do you expect that situation to continue to exacerbate?
For some dealers, yes. For other manufacturers, no. The traditional, especially German brands, are really taking strain right now, and that's all to do with price. We've seen new entrants into the market, and this is nothing new. A few decades ago, we had Kia and Hyundai entering this market, and everyone was skeptical about these Korean brands entering the South African market. And today, the established, well-proven manufacturers and respected. And I expect the same to happen with these new Chinese entrants coming into the market. And, you know, the quality, everyone always talking about the poor quality, but it has improved significantly. So when you put two similar makes and models next to each other, you find this one is 60% of the price of a competitor, a typical German competitor, then it makes a really good case. And therefore, they are picking up market share. We've seen the Chinese brands more than double market share. It will now continue.
And Fan, just talking about innovation and digitization, there are a number of analysts out there who regard you largely as an IT or a technology company. Do you think that's taking the descriptor a little far?
Well, what we do is we buy and sell cars, but we do it in a totally different way. And we've embraced, you know, technology is not something we do on the side. You know, it encompasses each and every aspect of our business. We store data, you know, large capacity of data every day. Last month, we had over 2,800 tech releases in the company. So this is a continuous machine of learning, of experiments that runs to make sure that it just becomes better and better. We recently launched what we call Orange, which is a chatbot on the website that can answer any question you might have regarding a vehicle. So yeah, we're always improving, and certainly technology is what brought us to where we are today.
Talk to me a little bit about the outlook and where to from here. Potentially, what keeps you awake at night as you navigate the next 6 month period?
Yeah, it might sound boring, but we're certainly going to just stay focused. I think we have a incredible team of individuals, you know, in our senior management, and we know what we need to do to grow, and it's a lot to do with more of the same, staying focused, you're not getting distracted, and looking after the goose that lays the golden egg. So yeah, we're always improving and changing, the most important thing is looking after the customer's needs and making processes as smooth as possible. So that's where our focus would be, and the rest will happen all by itself.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Congrats on a great set of results, and really appreciate you joining us here on Biz News Briefing. Fan van der Walt is the CEO of We Buy Cars.